Tantor Audio presents Taming a Wild Scot by Rowan Keats. Narrated by Kirsten Potter. Chapter 1. Lochkirkie Castle, Aberdeenshire, Scotland. November 1285. The foul-smelling guard trundled off to bed, taking the last torch in the windowless dungeon with him. Darkness poured into the room, swallowing every feeble mote of light. Losing sight of the desperate claw marks left in the dirt wall by her predecessors should have been a blessing. Instead, a mild sense of panic rose in Anna's chest. The narrow space around her closed in, and the air grew thick and difficult to breathe. Dear God, she did not want to die in this dark hole, completely forgotten. Yet that ending was a certainty. Barely able to move in the confines of the primitive oubliette, she laid her forehead on the damp dirt that encircled her body, resting her tired neck muscles. 2 days without water and food had weakened her. Her legs trembled with fatigue, her tongue was as dry as old leather, and her heart beat a quick, shallow pace in her chest. Some of her grief could be attributed to her location. The agonizing ache in her knees and the gritty taste of dirt in her mouth, for example, but mostly her malaises were due to the lack of water. Her jailers didn't expect her to live much past the third day. Indeed, they'd bet on it. Some unlucky souls endured the oubliette for as long as 5, but Anna was slim of build. Her belly had long since ceased to cramp with hunger and now rolled with a vague sense of nausea. The urge to pee hadn't...